This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. North Texans are cleaning up the mess from Monday night's storms. Hail as big as baseballs pounded parts of Wylie, just east of Plano. The Collin County Sheriff's Office had no reports of anyone hurt in Wylie, but the hail smashed windows and rooftops and cars. The hail even forced the Wylie School District to cancel classes on Tuesday. Students in Wylie had the day off, but some just couldn't stay away from school. At Dodd Elementary, several dozen kids played outside and raked leaves and picked up debris from Monday night's storm.
We're watching these little kids ride their bikes and play chalk while we're cleaning up the glass on the floor.
That's 12-year-old Nora Bale, who's in the 7th grade. Nora says she was at her mom's house when the storm hit.
My sister was doing homework and the glass broke on her, and I carried my cat to the bathroom.
Her sister and the cat are okay, but driving around Wylie, you can see many homes, cars, and some schools are not. Class was canceled for more than 14,000 students. District spokesman Ian Halperin says crews could get to every school to survey the damage before sundown Monday.
The majority that just have maybe a window or two broken here or there, maybe a light out, just glass, maybe in the parking lot, glass in the walkways.
Three of the district's 19 schools, though, were hit pretty hard, including Aiken Elementary.
They lost some windows in the breezeway that's between the two different floors, and there's a lot of glass and water damage. What we think happened is the hail possibly blocked the downspout, and so water pooled on some of our buildings, which caused it to leak.
Halperin says some parents offered to take food to teachers and staff helping clean up the mess. Down the street from Dodd Elementary in the River Chase neighborhood, an insurance adjuster walked door to door assessing the property damage. Martin Guerra came home from a trip to find the hail had smashed his car windows and damaged the roof of his house.
It was pretty loud, pretty quick, and obviously the hail was much bigger than we thought it was going to be. A lot more damage than about 3 weeks ago. We had some hail about 3 weeks ago, and it's definitely worse than that.
The damage from the storm may have been worse, but it won't be enough to keep school closed another day. Classes are expected to resume in Wylie on Wednesday. Stella Chavez, KERA News.